Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six. Hey, homeschoolers. This week, we will talk about how to help your anxious child or how to help yourself with anxiety. Staying out of the stressful school system can help anxiety, but for many kids, symptoms continue. I'm excited to share with you some helpful ideas, but first, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to Psycho with Six. I share exclusive freebies for those who are gracious enough to share their email address with me. I know that's a privilege, so I will only share the kinds of updates you want, whether that's only homeschooling posts, just information about freebies, or updates once a week. Find the link to subscribe at homeschoolsanity.com/anxious. It's time for the teaching tip of the week. This week's tip is Trello. I briefly mentioned Trello on a Google Hangout I did with Misty Winkler of Simplified Organization. You can find the link to the replay of this Hangout about digital planning in the show notes. Trello is a free digital tool that can be so helpful to homeschoolers. It's based on Kanban, which is a board that has columns that tasks move through on their way to completion. Kanban was originally designed for teams to visually see the status of projects. So that leads us to how Kanban can work for homeschoolers. First, you can use Trello, based on Kanban, to plan unit studies. If you're in a co-op, as I am, you could work with the other moms to put together your study plan. You can include pictures as you can on Pinterest, but you can add so much more, including website links, documents, and checklists of tasks to complete. Of course, you can use Trello for your own projects as well. But here's another idea. Use Trello for assigning work to your computer-savvy kids. You can create a customized lesson plan that your students can work through and easily let you know when they've completed it. Sign up for a free account at Trello.com. This week's organized homeschool challenge is the Thanksgiving challenge. I love Thanksgiving, don't you? What I don't love is not being able to find my tablecloth and napkins and trying to thaw an overpriced turkey in record time. This week, we'll get organized for Thanksgiving so we can have a relaxed holiday. Step number one, discuss last year. What did your family love about last year's holiday? What was a disappointment? You may be surprised by your children's answers to these questions. You may also want to ask if your celebration made them more aware of God's goodness, as we want gratitude to be a prominent feature of the day. Step number two, plan the meal. First, plan time savers. Several years ago, I determined that I really didn't like getting up super early to bake a turkey. So I made it the day before, and it made Thanksgiving a joy. My husband slices the turkey, we make two when we host extended family, and we store it in turkey broth to keep it moist for the next day. Look for ways to make the day of Thanksgiving less stressful if you're cooking. The next step is to plan the meal itself. If your family does Thanksgiving potluck style, now is a great time to decide who will bring what. I like to make more than I think I'll need because we absolutely love Thanksgiving leftovers. If you don't have your holiday recipes organized, now is also a good time to find them. Fortunately, I've posted my mom's stuffing recipe on the blog, so it's easy to find. Finally, plan the decor and table settings. If you are hosting Thanksgiving and you already have the decorations and tableware you need, you just make sure that you know where they are. If not, look at some of the great ideas I've pinned on Pinterest. We have a large enough group that I use paper for Thanksgiving, and I found some fabulous paper goods at Hobby Lobby. I have also purchased my Thanksgiving decorations there for 50% off. Step number 3 of the Thanksgiving challenge is to research gratitude ideas. This is the perfect time to plan a Thanksgiving unit study. Blessed Beyond a Doubt has put together a list of unit studies that you should definitely check out. Our homeschool co-op reenacted the first Thanksgiving one year, complete with a feast with our friends. If you've never done this, I highly recommend it. If you're not going to go all out with a unit study, decide on a special way of helping your children focus on gratitude this month. Read the post on how to teach your children gratitude that is linked to in the show notes, and check out the other pins of creative ideas for teaching gratitude as well. Step number 4 is shop. It isn't too early to buy non-perishable items for your Thanksgiving meal. Whenever you buy, plan to hit the sales. If you need linens, paper goods, or materials for your Thanksgiving unit studies, buy them now. You'll be very thankful you did. Now for this week's topic, anxiety. My dissertation was based on a study of patients with anxiety disorders. And when I began counseling in a Christian practice, I quickly discovered that anxiety was a very common problem. In fact, it is the most common mental disorder affecting 10 to 15% of people. Homeschoolers are not immune to it. I just spoke with my pediatrician, who told me that a high percentage of her homeschooling patients suffer with anxiety. I wasn't surprised. I've seen it personally. If you or your child suffers with anxiety, know that anxiety is highly treatable. However, you must take steps to deal with it, or it will get worse, not better. A child with one anxious parent is 7 times more likely to have anxiety. Deal with your own anxiety so you can help your child. I don't have time to share with you all the various types of anxiety and the causes of it today, because I want to get right to sharing strategies for coping with it. I want to share approaches for managing anxiety physically, mentally, and spiritually. First, you must address anxiety physically. Caffeine, sugar, and food additives can contribute to anxiety in you or your children. However, going to extremes in eliminating things from the diet may be counterproductive. Exercise is mandatory for anxious people, and not just an occasional stretching session. Anxious people need to sweat to deplete the body's adrenaline levels, decrease muscle tension, and to release endorphins, the feel-good hormone. Anxious people also need a regular sleep routine. Without enough sleep, the body can't repair itself, and it relies on adrenaline to function. If you have trouble sleeping, which many anxious people do, don't have a clock by your nightstand. Have a wind-down routine at night that doesn't involve screen time. Worrying about not sleeping is counterproductive. Wake up at the same time every morning, even on weekends. Use relaxation training, which is a systematic approach to tightening and relaxing your muscle groups from head to toe. There are scripts you can listen to guide you and your child through the process, or you can record your own scripts. Once you and your child have learned the skill of relaxing the body, you are ready to practice dealing with anxiety-provoking situations. You will learn how to return to a state of relaxation even if you are in a social situation or in a public place, for example. I'll say more about this in a minute. It's also important to note that there are a number of physical disorders that can provoke anxiety symptoms. Hormonal changes, thyroid disorders, and low magnesium are just a few. Get a thorough physical from your doctor or your pediatrician and mention the anxiety symptoms. A doctor would be very unlikely to report you to social services just because you're experiencing anxiety. I mention that because I know a lot of homeschoolers are worried about mentioning mental disorders or mental symptoms to a doctor for fear that they would be reported. The second way to handle anxiety is mentally. I've already mentioned this, but you do not want to avoid your trigger. If you're afraid of dogs, avoiding dogs will make your anxiety worse. But you do want to avoid triggers for anxiety in general. Don't watch the news or take in negative media. If you can't avoid an anxiety trigger for your child, be very matter-of-fact about it. Your child's biggest anxiety trigger is your anxiety. Second, rate situations that create anxiety for you or your child. Rating the fear gives us a sense of control over it. This will be very helpful in working through these fears and learning to relax when confronted with them. You will start with the easiest situations first. You will also want to address the fears. Write out the fears or help your child do this. Respond to the fearful thoughts with reason or scripture. Take in uplifting movies, music, books, and use humor. Humor is a very powerful way of releasing anxiety. The final powerful way of dealing with anxiety I want to share with you is spiritually. The main reason we struggle with fear is that we don't trust God. We don't trust God because we don't really know Him. We don't know how powerful and loving and good He is, so we trust in ourselves. To grow in this area spiritually, read your Bible daily. Read missionary biographies like those from Youth with a Mission. Record the many ways God has provided for you over the years in the face of fearful situations. Get the book, The Renewing of the Mind Project by Barb Raveling, and use it to help yourself or your child confront any of the lies from the enemy you've believed. Meditate on and memorize the truth from Scripture. The verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, from Proverbs 3, has been a lifesaver for me personally. Finally, ask people you trust to pray for you or your child to be delivered from anxiety. Lean on those who love you to help you get through this difficult time. These are all the things that you can do. While few anxious people want to get professional help, it is often necessary. Seek a Christian counselor and/or one who has experience treating anxiety from a cognitive behavioral perspective. I will be adding some books and resources that I recommend to you in the show notes. Now I want to answer some Periscope viewer questions. One viewer asked how to help her son with test anxiety. Test anxiety is often related to perfectionism and anxiety over mistakes and not knowing all the answers. Remember when I said that avoiding situations makes anxiety worse? If your child rarely takes tests, his anxiety will increase. The solution is to give your child lots of practice taking tests. First, have him take a test at home that you know he won't be able to complete without errors. Coach him through it. Challenge the belief that it's a bad thing not to have all the answers. Remind him that a tiny number of people get every question right on achievement testing. It's actually abnormal not to make a mistake. Have him breathe deeply and relax his muscles. When he can handle this kind of testing, have him take a test with his peers who are comfortable taking tests. The test should not be able to be completed without errors. Talk with the other kids while they are taking the test. If they don't know an answer, ask them how they think about it. Some test anxiety comes from the false assumption that he is the only one who doesn't know an answer. Have your child practice breathing, relaxing his muscles, and reminding himself that it is normal not to know all the answers. To prepare him for formal testing, take him to the test location ahead of time if possible. Sitting in the desks can be very helpful. Explain the procedures if you know them, and remind him that he will be taking the test with other students who won't have all the answers. Have him imagine taking the test and relaxing his body. He should imagine himself feeling good about all the questions he knows the answers to and not worrying about the questions he doesn't, as this just makes him a normal student. Many of the procedures I just described can be applied to other anxiety-provoking situations. Your attitude as the parent is key. Stay relaxed and confident as you discuss it with your child. Another viewer asked what to do for meltdowns that are the result of anxiety. As I mentioned, nothing is more terrifying to your child than if you are terrified. Some kids melt down because they feel out of control. You can quickly reassure them by being unruffled by their fit. Don't worry about this behavior. It's a normal response to anxiety, so treat it like one. Suggest that your child take some deep breaths or go to her room to calm down. If she refuses, calmly say that she needs to quiet herself before you can help her. Explain that you will continue with what you are doing until she does that. Then ignore her. When she is calmer, talk to her about what was happening right before the meltdown. Make some observations like, "It seemed like you were having trouble with that math problem. Then, instead of coming to me for help, you threw the book and screamed." How does your body feel when you are frustrated with math? What kinds of thoughts do you have? Can you use those thoughts and feelings as a signal to ask for help or take a break? Let's practice with your math book right now. Start working on the problem and notice how you feel. Say, "Mom, I don't understand this problem. Can you help?" If your child complies with your instruction, give her lots of praise. Tell her that this is a life skill that not everyone has. It will help her in so many ways. Explain that it will take practice, but she will master it. Everything you say and do in this situation should suggest to your child that you are fully confident that your child can control her behavior. Avoid speaking about your child's behavior with terms like out of control or crazed. Even if your child doesn't hear you, you will affect your own attitudes toward your child. Today's action steps are to deal with anxiety in you or a child physically, mentally, and spiritually. If you need more help, seek a therapist experienced in treating anxiety and try one of the resources I recommend at homeschoolsanity.com/anxious. Next week, we will discuss how to teach children to complete chores consistently. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.